From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The Senate Banking Committee is scheduled to hold a confirmation hearing today on President Trump's choice to head the Securities and Exchange Commission, Jay Clayton. A Wall Street native, Clayton does not have a track record in Washington. That makes it difficult to know if he shares President Trump's distaste for government regulation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Jay Clayton is an attorney with Sullivan and Cromwell. He advises Wall Street firms. That's led some people to assume Clayton is against financial regulation, says John Gavin, a financial analyst and head of Probes Reporter.
The people on the left are heading to the ramparts. This is horrible. It's the end of the world. And the people on the right are seeing him as the next coming. He's the salvation.
Gavin says Clayton has been an advocate for financial institutions, not consumers. David Zering teaches financial regulation at Wharton. He says Clayton tried to keep banks from running afoul of regulations.
He's definitely not a regulator. He's spent more time sort of doing deals rather than working with the SEC or moving in and out of government.
But Zering says, remember, the Securities and Exchange Commission is an independent agency. It doesn't have to follow President Trump's executive orders. If Clayton is confirmed, it'll be his agency to run. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.